Washington, D.C. boasts every kind of social sports league imaginable. There are the standards, kickball, dodgeball, and softball, and then there are some non-traditional sports, competitive shuffleboard, inner tube water polo, even a game show league. Producer Lauren Ober takes us behind the scenes of the championships of one of the most popular social sports leagues in the city.
It's close to competition time, and DJ Stewart primes himself for battle. He warms up, adjusts his uniform, and puts on his game face. His team has placed their faith in the big man. He can't let them down. When his name is called, Stewart bounds into battle like a gladiator. But in this case, the arena is a stage at Penn Social, a downtown Washington, D.C. bar.
Listen to the story.
When the music comes on, Stewart is in his element. He kicks his legs and stamps his feet as the 400 or so people in the crowd cheer him on. The MC standing on the side of the stage doubles over with laughter. He has some microphone issues in the beginning, but he recovers. His wig perfectly evokes Tina Turner. His legs do too. Tina would be proud. Stewart leaves it all on stage, including the wig. He hopes it's enough for the win.
You know, Tina Turner is all about the legs. And so I had to show my legs off. So that was my swing it factor. So everything else about me might not be that great, but I will say I think I have great legs.
It's up to the judges at the District Karaoke Citywide Championships to decide how many points Stewart's performance and his legs are worth. Stewart is part of DC's first and only competitive team karaoke league. His team, 99 Problems But Pitch Ain't One, is a heavy favorite to take the championship. District Karaoke is the brainchild of Jesse B. Rausch, who started the league in 2012. The top eight teams in the league are at the championship tonight to sing for karaoke glory. There's REO Lushwagon, Call Me Medley, Pitches from the Block, and the slightly naughty Hold On I'm Coming. Rausch, the commissioner of District Karaoke, won't do any handicapping, but he has some ideas.
I wouldn't put an upset out of the question. We have some awesome teams. The performances have been amazingly strong, unbelievably strong. So, you know, it still is anyone's game.
It's midway through the competition, and things are heating up. Each team competes three times, two solo rounds and a team round. Cindy Daigle is crushing it for her team, the Song Ponies. She writhes on the floor in a full wedding dress with a veil and pearls, white tights, satin shoes, and of course, lacy fingerless gloves. The crowd eats it up.
What was your strategy going into this performance?
I was actually really nervous, so I was just trying to like calm down as much as possible because I've heard a lot of really great things about the other teams on other nights, and I was just hoping that I wouldn't, you know, be the worst one.
Daigle isn't the worst by a long shot. Her routine garners high praise from the celebrity judges. The District Karaoke performances are judged on two criteria: sing it and swing it. Here's Rausch.
Singing it is that musicality, how did you sound? And then the swing it is that kind of performance, but sometimes it means a little bit more. Sometimes it's that energy too. And if people had a good time, they may give you a high swing it score.
And there are many ways to swing it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again. With just my children and my wife.
Sue O'Hora from REO Lushwagon looks calm and collected in her bald eagle costume. The crowd hoots at her as she takes the stage to Lee Greenwood's rousing ode to patriotism. It's an unconventional karaoke choice, but O'Hora is convinced it'll notch some much-needed points.
It's super ridiculous. ridiculous, and it's one of those things where everybody knows it because they had to sing it at camp or they had to sing it at choir. I have a friend who was in the Army, and it was like part of the Army's like theme song. And so, like, it's cheesy, but it's awesome at the same time. So it just seemed like it was kind of a good pick for something like this.
And the bald eagle costume?
It's the big bald eagle costume, was the swing factor. We gave the judges some bigger American flags, which I looked down and I actually saw them waving them while I was singing, which made me happy.
Sadly, Ahura's performance isn't enough to bring home the repeat victory for her team. Ario Lushwagon ends the night in sixth place. Hold On, I'm Coming steals the show. Their epic group rendition of Rocky Horror Picture Show's Time Warp nabs them the winner's trophy. Despite their dedication to singing and swinging, these karaokeers are more about fun than competition. Again, Roush.
We're really focused on building a community. That is my top goal, is to build a community of people who become friends and support each other. As much as individuals can come and do this, it wouldn't bring people together in the same way. That team element adds a certain dynamic that individual karaoke performancing and competing probably doesn't get.
But don't think that all that community building talk makes district karaoke any less competitive than other social sports like kickball or dodgeball. Their unofficial motto says it all. Anyone can kick a ball, but only ballers can belt a ballad. For Only a Game, I'm Lauren Ober.
To view our karaoke photos, visit onlyagame.org.